Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Zipping Along by Roxanne Tiernan is a memoir of her life from 1987 to 2003, a follow-up to her critically acclaimed memoir, Zip, that covers the first 50 years of her life, a life that has been full. She's an outgoing person, ready to meet new friends and have new experiences. Roxanne was born and raised in the greater Vancouver area. She became an international educator, teaching high school and marketing for the district in Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Japan, and Mexico. Wherever she travels, she soaks up the local color, customs, and cultural influences. These cross-cultural experiences blend with her lively imagination, her creativity, and her love of the outdoors to provide an endless variety of subjects for her artwork. Recently, she experienced with the exuberance of acrylics using playful, audacious color. Roxanne interprets nature. She experiments, and enjoys the challenges involved. And she always wanted to capture the many fleeting joys of life. She chooses to bring the positive side of life to everyone's attention, usually using nature as a vehicle. Roxanne Tiernan, author of her memoir, Zipping Along, is our guest on This Week in America. Roxanne, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
And great to be here. Thank you.
What an exciting life you've led. And I don't think you've met a stranger. You soak up all of everything in life, and you share it with in your work and in your books. The second book we're talking about is Zipping Along, Roxanne Tiernan. I'll give you all the information where the book's available and her website as we go through the program today. Travel is such an important part of your life. What do you get out of traveling? What is the reason travel is so exciting to you?
Traveling gives me a chance to sort myself and my life. If there's a bump in the road, it sometimes is wise to take a short trip and get more acquainted with yourself and your strengths and the possibilities that are out there. And besides that, I like to learn all about every different place. You know, it doesn't matter whether they've got Chinese dim sum or whether I'm going for Thai food or where else. I just love to experiment and learn all that I can.
Well, and we capture that in this book, Zipping Along. The first book I mentioned, Zip, is still available out there, and the books are available at Amazon, Roxanne's website. We'll give you that information. Wherever books are sold, you'll be able to pick up a copy of her book, Zipping Along. When you enjoy travel, who do you enjoy traveling with? Do you have travel companions, or does it vary from trip to trip?
It varies from trip to trip, but often I go with my eldest daughter. She's very good at finding a good trip to go on, where to go, where to stop, who to meet, and she keeps me on my feet and where I'm going. We've been to Machu Picchu.
Oh,
and
very good.
To the Chinese Wall and Thailand, just everywhere we can.
Well, it's so exciting, and if we can't go to those places, we can experience that the thrill of that by reading Zipping Along. Roxanne Tiernan is our guest on the program. You talk about the relationship in the book with your in-laws, with Marie Rose. Talk about what those relationships were like and the impact they had on you.
Oh, some people just have, you know, they have a heart that'll take in all the world.
Yes.
And Marie Rose is one of those. She's the key person on my first husband's family that she's now 97, living on her own, driving a car.
Amazing.
She lives in a rural area, but 97, and she's right there. If you phone, she's willing to talk and catch you up on what's going on in the world. And she was the shining light. The other side of my in-laws, I had a sister-in-law and a father-in-law who would try and find every silly little thing I did wrong.
And
but we don't have to worry about them anymore.
Well, yes, but you learn from those experiences, don't you? It's not always pleasant, but it's eye-opening, and you learn from those. Our guest on the program is Roxanne Tiernan. I'm going to spell that. It's R-O-X-S-A-N-E, and Tiernan is T-I-E-R-N-A-N. And I'll do that a couple times during the course of the conversation. The book is Zipping Along. Her website is rocks, R-O-X-S, Tiernan, T-I-E-R-N-A-N.net. You'll find the book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. And as we go through the conversation here, you'll understand what a treasure Roxanne is in sharing all of these memories with us. You've also worked with a gentleman by the name of Glenn, who had an impact on your life as well. Talk about that relationship. What do you learn from working with Glenn?
Well, I'd come back from working in Mexico, which I worked there for the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts for 2 years as a program director. And I'd come back, and I needed to find a job. And there's a couple of things happened, but the first stable job I got was being a tutor for Glenn. Now, Glenn had been in the celebration, finishing the end of grade 11 with a bunch of his buddies, and they went up the mountain in somebody else's car, and he didn't trust that driver, so he changed and came down with somebody else who bought it on the second curve and plowed the car into a tree. So Glenn was severely brain damaged. He broke the back window with his head, his ribs against the chair in front of him because he was in the back seat. And when I met him, he was pretty blue, you know. He didn't have much hope of getting a steady girlfriend, and he didn't think his life was going to be worth much. But, you know, I used to meet him in the morning, pick him up and his wheelchair, and take him to the high school. And we spent the day together, and after school I brought him in his chair home and left him overnight. He got into picking up weights, and do you know, he's been a Paralympic person several times.
Fantastic.
And he, you know, when I got him, he could barely stand up, you know. But a year later, he could go upstairs. He still walked a little bit like a robot, but he could go upstairs. And that was impressive. So the place he hangs out most when he needs something to let off stress is he goes to the gym.
Very good.
He's done very well.
There has to be a feeling of satisfaction when you're able to literally change somebody's life as you did with Glenn. That has to make you feel really warm inside that I really made a difference in his life.
Oh, that's true. And the more people that I can manage to steer down a positive, accepting path to get the best they can out of themselves in life, the more happier I'll be.
Well, and you can, even though you don't know Roxanne, you can experience what she's talking about and go on her travels, learn about her art, learn about the motivational friends that she has had in her book, Zipping Along, the book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Another person that you talk about in the book is Susan. What role has she played in your life, and how has she helped you?
Well, Susan and I hit it off when we both started learning Japanese together. And I caught up with her when we both went to Japan separately and whatever. And eventually, after that, she was there longer than I was, maybe 2 years longer than I was. But when she came back, the local government, the British Columbia government, was sponsoring things to do with Pacific Rim. So there were a lot of classes where you could pick up Chinese or Japanese and use it in schools you had to teach. So she was back there, and talking to her and visiting with her, she lined me up for a job at Dorset College. And she's a great promoter of Roxanne, and we get along very well. And she has adopted a little Chinese baby who is now 22 and doing fine. And her husband is also Chinese, but she was hoping for another child. And all of a sudden, after all the miscarriages she had before they adopted the baby from China, then one actually stuck, and she got Alana. So they're
fantastic.
A couple of years apart, but it's absolutely great.
You know, the magic of meeting new friends, of having new experiences, captured in Roxanne's book, Zipping Along, Roxanne Tiernan. I'll spell all of that as we go through the conversation. You mentioned Dorset College. Talk about your first class there. Do you remember that, what that was like?
That first class was absolutely amazing. There were 15 kids in there, a couple from Taiwan, mostly from Hong Kong, because they were worried about closing Hong Kong at that time. And, you know, I remember one fellow, he said to me one day, he said, I've got an appointment with the principal. I'll be back later. And about 15 minutes later, I saw him and his girlfriend and another kid going downstairs. So they were leaving. And so I told the class, I said, you look at that. Now, you can't expect me to respect him if he doesn't respect me. We have to have honesty in this class. And you can tell him when you see him that I'm very disappointed in him. He's a wonderful friend. him and his girlfriend and whatever, he's kept track all the way through. Oh, yeah. He's runs a yoga club in Hong Kong and whatever, you know. But that class, out of that class, there were about five that I got really close to, because I'm quite willing to meet them for dim sum, for lunch, or whatever. Yeah, they wanted to pay for it, but I wouldn't allow that, because I told them, I can't buy for all of them. That's not going to work. Oh, so yes. Each of us will pay our own bill.
Interesting. Those memories that last a lifetime, in this case, are in the book that Roxanne has written, Zipping Along. You've done so much. Talk about renovating houses. Yeah, that's what I thought. That was the response. Yes. always up for a challenge.
Yes, and I figured out that if I went into a house and I had enough money for a down payment, I have a friend who, I watched her buy a house that was for sale at a tax sale. She bought that house and she put, you know, everything in it, and she straightened it all around, and she can do the electrical, which her husband's an electrician, and she can do the plumbing. So I made a deal with her. We take the money that was invested, and myself and herself, and we divided any profit by three. So the money got one third of it, and I got one third, and she got one third. And we did two or three houses. The timing was right.
Yes.
That was the main thing. You know, the first house I got finished, and the market wasn't there at that time. So we had to sit on it. So we leased it to a couple I knew, a couple of young women, and leased it for a year. And about halfway through the year, I got a call from the realtor saying, Roxanne, you had that house for sale. I said, yep. He said, well, I think I've got a buyer for it. I said, well, I don't think I can sell it. I leased it. He said, hey, Roxanne, I'll look after everything. And the first people didn't buy the house, but the second people did. And I was going to sell it for $127,000. By the time the 6 months was over, I got $148,000.
Boy, this sounds like an episode on HGTV, if there ever was one. As you were doing renovating houses, every time you watch these people, all of a sudden they find out their problems that are hidden. They don't find those until after they purchase the property. Did you run into that as you're going and doing renovating, that it never quite comes in on the budget you expect it to?
Only the last house that we renovated in Mission. And that house, it was my partner found the contractor because we wanted to take an attached garage and make it into a master bedroom with an ensuite and jazz it up a bit.
Yes.
And she didn't know the contractor well enough, unfortunately. And one day I had one of my homestay students, and another one that actually one of my students from the first class I taught, and she lives down in Seattle, and I see her and her husband and kid often. Anyway, she was up there helping me paint. And I'd taken one of my homestays along with us, and the ladder, and I had a camera. I had an idea that they were supposed to be putting insulation in the walls and in the ceiling. And I got the kids to hang on to everything, and I went up and I took photos, and I got off. When I got home, I phoned up and said, you guys are fired. I'm not paying you any more money. You're not behaving legally.
Yes.
That just and there was no insulation in any of the walls or the ceiling.
That's just amazing. That's so fearful when you start off and you think you're going to do this and go in and renovate, live there or flip or whatever, and you see problems like that. So many great stories in Roxanne's book. It's Zipping Along, Roxanne Tiernan, but you changed your name. Talk about that experience and why you decided I'm changing my name.
Okay. I'd been to one of those things where it was a Cavalarian society, and I don't follow their patterns at all, but they did do things by numerology and stuff. So they, you know, one of my friends, lifetime friends, and I were going down the street, and we saw this sign above this church building that said, you know, come on in on Tuesday and we'll check out your name. So she thought that'd be fun. And it's funny, you know, she's the only one I know who just cannot accept the fact that I changed my name.
And it was her idea. Jeez.
It was her idea. And we got to the door. And as we got to the door, I said, they've got to pick my name. They've just got to pick my name. So they looked at my first name, which was Edith, that never used Edith. It was just there. And they said, this means you're going to work damn hard and get very little credit. Mm. And then they looked at Joanne and they said, well, it was the work hard and the first one, and Joanne made you get no recognition. And then my last name, they said, this name is all about jealousy. And I knew from my husband's family that if I borrowed something from one person, the other guy was upset because I didn't borrow it from them.
And they
were always on a one-up everything, you know. So I thought, oh, well, okay. My childhood was from the time I was 10 till I was 17 was hell. Okay, it was a lot of hard physical labor for nothing and punishment that nobody deserves. Anyway, so I didn't want my, you know, a lot of people, when they get rid of their name, they go back to their maiden name. Well, what I needed that for? And in the meantime, my youngest daughter had died of a brain tumor, and that was hard. And when that happened, then her dad got in a negative streak that I couldn't live with after a certain length of time. I just said, no, I've got to get out of here. So I didn't need to keep that either. So we started over, and they just gave me some papers with names on them and says, these will work for you. So I picked Roxanne because my mother's last name was Ross, and I was Joanne. So it wasn't too bad. Just stick together.
Yes.
And then they give me another shift of bunch of names that I could pick for a last name, and I picked out Tiernan because it sounds Irish, and my mother's family were Irish.
Ah.
So I thought, okay, that's it. And then they said, well, if you really want this to work for you, you have to have this letter K in the middle. That 2 points will get you money and possessions and things that you'd like to have. So I said, sure. So My middle daughter, she didn't like that. But eventually, after a couple of weeks, she said, you know, you'll always just be Mom. So that was all right. She got over that. And it's funny because some of the people who I knew that were, you know, in their late 70s or 80s, you would think, okay, they'd be the ones that had trouble with it. No, my girlfriend and her son and a couple of others, but most everybody just said, okay, you're Roxanne now?
Yes.
How are you doing, Roxanne?
Interesting. If you want to be Roxanne, you're Roxanne to us. It doesn't make any difference what the name is. It's still you, and we want to be friends with you. It's just, if you go to YouTube, you've got a great video there, Portrait of an Artist, and I understand you talk about growing up. What age 11, your dad taught you how to use an axe.
A double-bitted axe.
Yeah.
And that axe, and I didn't part company till I was 17. I chopped down trees. I sawed them up. I split them in pieces. I did that every day after school. And later in high school, I didn't have time for homework. It's still chopping down trees.
That's just such a fascinating life. And you'll find it in two books, memoirs, written by our guest, Roxanne Tiernan. Zip, the first one, and Zipping Along, the book we're specifically talking about. I got a couple minutes left here. I want to talk about one more person instrumental in your life. That's Bill, and how he actually changed your life. Tell us about him.
Ever since I met Bill, life has been a piece of cake. Bill has, because of the suffering that he went through in his life, he has an understanding of things that I've gone through. And he, you know, he's really understanding. When he said, I guess that was the first couple of things was, one, he offered to look after my homestay students. I had four at the time, and I was offered a chance to go marketing the school in Korea, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Japan. So I couldn't go if I didn't have somebody to look after the kids. When he volunteered, I thought, wow, this is a gem. So he looked after them while I was away. And in fact, he ended up with five kids because some other mother wanted her kids to be with in this house with the other ones because she was going to Taiwan. So anyway, when Bill said to me about 9 months later, he said, I want to look after you and take care of you for all of your life. I said, okay, this has to be a mutually agreed upon situation. I want you to not interfere in my life, to let me live my life. If I make mistakes, let me solve them. Don't try and solve them for me. And don't go, always the other way. Just let me go ahead and make my mistakes, and all the time that we spend together, I'll look after you and you'll look after me. And that's absolutely perfect.
Fantastic. I love all the people that you bring to life in your book, Zipping Along. I've had a minute or so left here. What is the reason, what's the purpose in writing these books, and what do you hope the reader takes away from reading Zip and Zipping Along?
I think the reader, if they really understand, will get a lot of understanding that if you just take life as it comes and you pick out the good parts, as my grandmother used to say, it's an ill wind that blows no one some good. So you can kind of look at things from different perspectives. But you'll get stronger and you can do things you never thought you could. I mean, I never dreamed of learning to speak Japanese or Chinese or working in Mexico for a couple of years for the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. I got there with five words of Spanish. And by the time I left, I was reasonably fluent in Spanish, just current Spanish, not something terribly fancy, but still it's there.
That's just amazing. What a life that Roxanne has lived. The first book still available is Zip. Zipping Along is the second one that we focused on during the course of the program today. Roxanne Tiernan, that's her new name, and her older friends are okay with that. That's not a problem. If you're Googling that and want to see the spelling, it's Roxsane, and Tiernan is Tiernan. The book is available at her website, and that's Roxstiernan, TIERNAN.net. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll find all the links there, and you can get to the book. But remember, Zip and Zipping Along, and Roxanne's books will come about. Roxanne, it's been a pleasure having him on the program. A real delight. Hopefully we can do this again. It was a lot of fun. Didn't really even get into the art, and I love to talk about that and nature. So much more to talk about. Thank you for being with us on the program.
That's true. Thank you. And yes, my art is out there. You can look for me in they've got a 50-year anniversary coming out of Southwest Art, and there'll be a piece of mine in there.
Perfect. We'll look for that. And then as you're looking, I mentioned the video portrait of an artist on YouTube. If you just Google, you get some information, find out about Roxanne and her art as well. And all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.